This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Lao PDR today signed 6 MOUs and agreements in fields including defence cooperation, customs, audiovisual and preservation of heritage. India has also decided to provide $1 million financial assistance to a project to improve nutrition security in Laos with food fortification through the India-UN Development Partnership Fund. The MOUs were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Lao PDR counterparts Onyekchai Siphandon in Vientiane, Lao PDR. On the second day of his visit to Laos, Prime Minister Narendra Modi met President of Lao PDR Thonglun Sisulith in Vientiane today. During the meeting, the two leaders discussed bilateral ties and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the close partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also held bilateral talks with Prime Minister of Lao PDR Sonikchai Sepandon in Vientiane. Earlier, speaking at the 19th East Asia Summit in Vientiane, Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed that a free, open, inclusive, prosperous and rules-based Indo-Pacific is vital for the peace and progress of the entire region. He said, peace, security and stability of the South China Sea is in the interest of the entire Indo-Pacific region. Briefing media, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs Joydeep Mazumdar said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that Myanmar should be engaged and should not be isolated. Nihon Hidankyo, a Japanese group of atomic bomb survivors from Hiroshima and Nagasaki, has won the Nobel Peace Prize 2024. The group, also known as Hibakusha, was recognized for its tireless efforts to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons and for demonstrating through witness testimony that nuclear weapons must never be used again. The award was announced at the Norwegian Nobel Institute in Oslo. India has expressed concern over the situation in Lebanon. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said New Delhi is continuing to monitor the situation closely and is concerned at the deteriorating security situation along the Blue Line. The ministry added that inviolability of UN premises must be respected by all and appropriate measures taken to ensure the safety of UN peacekeepers and the sanctity of their mandate. Saurabh Chandrakar, one of the main promoters of the Mahadev betting app, was arrested in Dubai today. Chandrakar was arrested following a red corner notice issued by the Enforcement Directorate last year. According to sources, the extradition process has already commenced and it is expected that Chandrakar could be returned to India within a week. The Reserve Bank of India has instructed all payment service providers, including all banks and non-bank entities, to review their payment systems and improve the accessibility of digital payment systems for persons with disabilities. The RBI said based on this review, PSPs may need to carry out modifications so that all payment systems and devices such as POS machines can be accessed and used easily by the persons with disabilities. The Department of Atomic Energy has installed the major atmospheric Cherenkov Experiment Observatory in Ladakh. MACE telescope will observe high-energy gamma rays such as supernovae, black holes and gamma ray bursts. It is installed at Hanle in eastern Ladakh and considered as the largest imaging Cherenkov telescope in Asia, as well as the highest in the world, for being installed at an altitude of 4,300 meters. It is indigenously built by Bhabha Atomic Research Center. Domestic benchmark indices today ended lower in a range-bound trading session. The Sensex declined 230 points to close at 81,381 and the Nifty ended with marginal loss of 34 points to settle at 24,964. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup cricket, Australia will take on Pakistan in a Group A match at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai this evening. Yesterday, in a Group B match, West Indies defeated Bangladesh by 8 wickets at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium in the UAE. And with that, we end this news bulletin.